It is your Nottingham Forest review after Liverpool did the decent thing and won 1-0. Grand Anvil and Sean. Let's have a look at then the lineup and the approaches. And yeah, Sean, I mean, I think there was always going to be an importance in that set pieces to consider with this one. Considering Forest numbers this season, Peak's XG against is quite low. Maybe it was a thought for later in the game as it transpires, but they set up with quite across the board standard looking 4-2-3, but promised to be something different. Origi's down the right, Alanga's through the middle, very much a mid block with no pressure on, relying on deep progressions, counter attacks, and that does hinder Liverpool a bit, considering all the fatigue and the things they've had to navigate over the last week or so. But for Liverpool, Clark is in there, you know, you've got Gomez sick, maybe a bit of a discussion whether it was going to be him in there or whether it'd be Bradley further forward. So once again, you know, there's two lineups there where there's a little bit to get into, but I think maybe there was always a bit of an expectancy that Liverpool might have started a bit slower this game. Is that fair?
Yeah, there's obviously both teams have played on the Wednesday, and like you say, coming into it before the game starts, you're thinking that Nottingham Forest will sort of follow what they did against Arsenal to a degree, and how they've been for most of the season against the big sides, which is to basically be almost a Burnley type side under Nuno, in that they'd be low block. As you say, they're not giving up horrendous levels of chances, XG. People are finding it hard to batter them. They're always in games against the top sides, particularly at home. They can go deep against them. And they basically get 11 behind the ball, low block. They make a couple of passes and then look to break. And they've obviously got lots of players with pace and power that can get them up the pitch and try and hurt them. And they're a bit of a broken team in that regard, that they basically leave a gang of lads back, ultimately let the forward lads break, and then look to delay as the opposition then come forward, look to delay to get the forward lads back and try and regain that kind of shape. They've been a bit better at attacking set pieces than they've been at defending set pieces, which is always really weird for a coach or a manager to try and quite get their head around. So it's weird that you think that they're a team you can get at with set pieces, but eyes and data suggest that you definitely can.